ways to page 65. Page 65. Let's commit our time now to the Lord in prayer. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. Thanks be unto God who giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be unto God who always leadeth us in triumph in Christ and maketh manifest by us the favor of his knowledge in every place. Now, Father, we thank thee for thy precious word, and we pray that during this period, the Holy Spirit will open our hearts completely to the Lord Jesus. And since he is thy word, we know that when our hearts are open completely to him, they're open to everything thou art saying to us in thy word. Especially do we pray that as we come to this obscure-looking book of Leviticus, it may be filled with the fragrance of thy presence. And may our lives be transformed into the image of Christ through our present study of Leviticus. We thank thee that thou wilt lead our time together now because we come in Jesus' all-prevailing name. Amen. On page 65, before we leave Exodus, I want you to notice these books which deal with Exodus in a more detailed way. I've already recommended to you number 7, and I'd like for you to underscore it, please, in your notes. Number 7 is this book, Weighed and Wanting, by D.L. Moody. I think I told you last time that I consider this to be one of the best things ever written on the Ten Commandments. Especially, I'm interested that you will note particularly what D.L. Moody says about the fourth commandment. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Now, D.L. Moody, in his application of the fourth commandment, went one step beyond what I personally believe to be scriptural here. He would not even use the public conveyances on the Lord's day. And D.L. Moody said that sometimes he walked as much as 20 miles on Sunday to go to his different preaching appointments, so he wouldn't have to use the public conveyances. My understanding of Scripture is that some public conveyances, at least, have a scriptural reason for being run on the Lord's Day. That is, that they fall under one of those four heads mentioned in the 12th chapter of Matthew. Now, D.L. Moody had this very practical application of the fourth commandment. Somebody asked concerning it a few periods ago, what about a Christian worker who works so hard on the Lord's day? What provision does he have for resting one day out of seven? Now, this was D.L. Moody's application of that. He took off Saturday regularly. He said that he had his special times of worship on Sunday, the Lord's day, in connection with his busy ministry. But he didn't have the time for rest. If you've ever read the life story of D.L. Moody, you probably thought of him as somebody who just went lickety-split all the time and who never stopped in his work for the Lord. But that wasn't true. D.L. Moody said that from one Saturday to the next Saturday, he always looked forward to that time. He usually went out with his family somewhere in order that he could have that opportunity of being with them on a social level. You see, that when you're looking to the Lord for the application of the principle, the application of the principle may be somewhat different in the different cases. And you may not be led exactly in terms of Saturday as he was led. But God will give you that time for rest as you obey him and seek to do his will. I'd like for you to note also, please, this number 10 book that I've referred to on Exodus. This applies to both Exodus and Leviticus. Studies in the Mosaic institution, the tabernacle, the priesthood, the sacrifices, The Feast of Ancient Israel by W.G. Moorhead. I mention here the fact that this is often regarded as a classic in the field. And I agree with that. This is one of the finest books ever written on the tabernacle, the priesthood, and those related subjects by W.G. Moorhead, the Mosaic Institution. I found it very helpful, and I'll be giving you some things in connection with that in our later study of Leviticus. Now on page 66, we begin our study of the book of Leviticus, and alongside our indispensable